So it is middle of summer at the time of recording this, and me and the McCoys, my family and the McCoy family, all went to our carnival recently. We have a few local carnivals here, actually, in our area, and every single time, every single year we go to one, it is magical.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
I love the local carnivals. Because we, we get a one at the beginning of spring, or when spring's like in full bloom, and then we get one in at the end of summer.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I remember being a teenager for the most part, and but my mom gave me like $20 or something like that, and I was like, thanks, and then go ride rides I should definitely not be riding.
They were also janky.
Yeah. But that's what made them fun.
It's like the thing. It's like you're like, you know, when you're not at a carnival, you're like, those rides are fucking death traps. And then you're at a carnival and you're like, I love these things. I'll go on them all night.
These things are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And see what happens when you're like, you know what? I see that ride that just popped out of the back of a trailer. Yep. All right. Let's work with it.
Mom, it's okay. There's a 14-year-old running it.
Yeah. Oh, see, please, look. John. It's a carny. All right. The noble carny, they're a little bit high on something. All times.
Yeah, he might be 14, but he's mature, because see, he's smoking.
Except, and they're very, very good at fixing things with whatever they have lying around.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just saying, they're very feats of engineering.
Observe the noble carny in his natural habitat. You can see he uses improvised tools to make the best of a rough situation.
In a tight 15 minutes, he can make a home out of a dumpster.
Oh, and there he went again, doing a bump off his elbow.
Yep. I mean, just saying, like, from the last carnival that I was at, it was like a Halloween carnival for one, but this guy, it was this one large guy, he's probably about like 400 pounds, and his buddy, it was in the zipper ride, which is the one that you're in like a cage and it flips around.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
Yeah, so the one guy definitely shouldn't have been in there, because the door wouldn't close, because, you know, his body was just kept pushing it out. So the carny, in ingenuity at its finest, took his boot, took his arm, pressed the door closed, the gate closed, and then latched it as quickly as possible. So this guy, if this thing busted open, this guy would have been flying out. And I'm like, well, I mean, he's locked in. I can't fault him for this.
Yep.
But I'm just like,
and you know, like, what? He made it. He survived. And guess what? At Disney World, he would have been discriminated against. The noble carny delivers. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
No discrimination there.
Good carny intuition.
They go, what the fuck is insurance? And they just do it.
It's more like, wait, who was the guy running this ride? I don't have his last name. Well, shit, we can't sue him. So,
yeah, I don't know where he went, and he's like running down the alleyway behind the
good old legally blind Jim.
Yeah, you're not far off.
So when we talked about the zipper, and that's definitely one of the more terrifying ones. But what fun rides? Like, either give a name or just a description of the ride. But one of my favorites was I don't remember the name, but it was shaped like a UFO, and you go into like inside of it,
and it spins.
It spins. Yeah,
Is that the Tilt-A-Whirl?
I don't think it's called that, because I thought that the Tilt-A-Whirl was like the scrambler where you like sit down in it.
Yeah, are obviously, you thinking about the one where you stand up against the wall?
Oh, yes. That one's a lot of fun too. This one was cool because you were on these beds that were on like maybe 2 foot long tracks, and as it spun, eventually the centrifugal force would slide
that's the
you
one that you stand up.
And so the pros would actually stand up on the beds as it was mm-hmm. going around.
Yeah, that was the one time I went to one, and the guy running the ride actually was just running around while, like, we're all like, oh my god, like, what the hell?
Yeah,
he's just standing up, walking around. I'm like, man, this is. He achieved, like, he's like Neo at this point,
right?
He's beginning to believe.
We're building all these carny subclasses for Pathfinder. We should just write a carny class.
Nah, Paizo would nerf him. Too powerful.
I was about to say, just play, what is it called? Age of Extinction. and be your own carnival.
I was going to say, yeah, that is all about that. Does everyone get expert in acrobatics extinction or performance curse. In that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, extinction curse. Extinction curse.
I don't know. That,
we're in Age of Ashes. You did Age of Extinction.
We just combine a couple of APs together. It's fine.
Age of Extinction.
So Jake is like, so the carnival you're running.
Right. So the carnival you're running is gonna fight a cult of cinders.
On the floor above, it's just a bunch of carnies and clowns.
It's the Age of Sticky Business, which actually is a really good carny name.
No, I love that. I love that campaign.
Oh, yes. Sticky Business.
Tim just said that name in a way we've never said it, recording or playing.
No. The Sticky Business out on YouTube. Has been for a while.
I'll go really quick. Okay. I've never been on a carnival ride.
Tragic.
What?
Yep. Next.
You've never been on a carnival ride?
Kelly, think about the logistics here. Did you think, all right, one, that my family would pay for me to go on a janky carnival ride? Self-explanatory. Two, do you think Ariel would ever let me go on a janky carnival ride?
Man, I guess you're not.
Like, you're like, babe, it's okay. The screws fell off, but they went right back in. It's fine.
See, look, they have tape covering the head of that screw. It's fine.
He TIG welded it with one of those fucking sparklers. It's good.
Yeah, I guess taking 8 kids to the carnival would bankrupt you. I hate taking 2 kids to the carnival.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm very much in the same boat. If it wasn't free, we didn't get it.
Yeah, that makes sense for you guys. Carnival wouldn't be good.
And good. Then by the time I had my own money, I was already brainwashed into just be like, it's a waste of money and it's dangerous.
Yeah, the one free one we got for the PA carnival was this, like, one of those scrambler like ones that spun you around a bunch.
Yep.
We rode that thing like 8 times in one night.
That was a lot of fun. The last time I was on that, it was at Adventure Park, actually. Up near your way, Tim. And they had one there, and me and my sibling got in one, and my mom and my daughter were in the other, and then I think Hannah and somebody else was in the other one. And as we were going around, I turned to my sibling and I was like, "Hey, Sam, let's act like we're dead." And we flopped over like corpses. and you could hear my mom just in the distance going, "Stop! Stop doing that! Sit up!"
Honestly, so mad. Honestly, with the rides, I think the Scrambler is the first one I remember being on, which is the one that he spins around and then, like, the three arms spin in, like, reverse or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, I have issues with equilibrium sometimes, especially with spinning. So, like, I get, like, you know, back in the day, I just was, like, stumbling around. I couldn't walk straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, I think last year we went on, like, a ride like that. It actually was similar to it. It was a spinning. All it did was spin, just normally.
Yeah.
Except it started to be like, you know, when a coin starts to lose its momentum when you spin it and it starts doing the
flop. Wobble? Yeah.
Yeah, the wobble. And so this ride kept doing that. And then it would like do it in reverse. And I swear, like after I got off, I was like, I can't do these anymore. Like I straight up felt like vomiting. I just can't do it. Like I just can't do them anymore.
So you definitely didn't do the thing where in the teacup where you and four friends try to spin it as fast as possible.
Oh, just and then look up.
In the opposite direction.
Yeah. So when you get off, like all four of you are just like,
I hate feeling that way. So it's one thing I try to avoid as much as possible. Like, yet, however, the zipper is fine. Like if I'm doing flips, fine. If I'm going side to side, I just can't do it.
Huh. I'm lame because I like the Ferris wheel, but nobody ever wants to go on the Ferris wheel.
Aww.
The Ferris wheel's solid.
I love the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Do you just go by yourself?
No, I just don't go.
Oh no, that's even worse. Actually,
I think Rebecca wants to either. Or we can't go and leave the kids. That's probably more it.
Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. Well, Kelly, I will go on the Ferris wheel with you.
Thanks, Jake. Could you watch my kids so I can go up with my wife?
No.
I like you, but I'd rather go with her. Oh, the image of me and you leaving Rebecca and the kids to get on the Ferris wheel. It's pretty sad sounding.
Only if you're wearing that shirt, Kelly.
Oh yeah, my busted open Orioles pride jersey.
Kelly got on the Zoom call today. We were all like, what? Kelly's being real hot lately. I don't know what he's doing.
I was showing him the jersey, and I just didn't have it buttoned. Because, you know,
I was just wanted to suck on those pepperonis.
So I figured you guys just wanted to peek. Of my pepperonis.
I've never heard it like that before, John. That's a good one.
I'm a pioneer. Nobody appreciates my work.
Well, while Kelly is hot, Grimshaw, on the other hand, is ice cold.
Because he's dead. Just straight up.
He's probably lost at least 20% of his blood at this point.
So let's discuss what happened last time.
Oh.
Because Elkwood, your good friend Elkwood. Elkwood, mm-hmm. I do want to go to Elkwood here in a second and get how he feels about this. But Elkwood got a solid hit on this thing. And when you crit one of these noxious needlers, they in fact explode. And when it exploded, Elkwood passed his reflex save perfectly, as he always does.
Yeah,
no surprise. He always
does. Grimshaw, on the other hand, rolled a what?
I think it was the natural one.
The natural one.
If I'm not mistaken, the die is still on the one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No. It's like an omen. Is that particular mechanic called suffering for success?
And you specifically didn't use your hero point.
Yes.
As we all were like, hey, this might be a good thing, you know, to use your hero point. It's a one, and this thing, a ton of damage is about to come out. And you're
I was actually on Tim's side. I think I would have held on my point, too.
So, you might have been straight up dead.
Split decision.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that, like, Timmy, you're probably holding on to it for when you go to dying.
I mean, I'm not going to say that. I like to play hero points when they call for heroic moments. That was not a heroic moment.
I got you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so after taking 80 points of damage, how are you looking? Let's ask that.
Be-doo, be-doo,
be-doo. Be-doo, 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 okay. Be-doo.
I remember my first 80 damage.
So now, Elkwood, I'm not going to say you did this, but like, how's Elkwood feeling in this moment when he turns and looks at Grimshaw, who's covered in stabbed with ice chunks and like he's like frostbitten, like on his face and neck?
I gotta say, Bob, you should have got out of the splash zone. but he gets like the solid hit on there. He knows what's coming, and then like I guess it's like one of those things that he should kind of realize, like other people aren't nearly as dexterous as him sometimes, and so like he turns and like he dodges. Looks over and just like Grimshaw is just covered in ice, just head to toe. And he is kind of like, I wouldn't say completely like, I don't know, I wouldn't say horrified at it, but he's just like, oh shit, like we need to kill these things. And Grimshaw just got a huge chunk of damage done to him. And so he's kind of like, it's like one of those situations, like, so what? I'm not allowed to do damage. And this thing can just keep doing that. And this is the thing, too. Elkwood is not looking good, either.
Yeah.
And he's standing a little bit close to slightly over 30 health at this point.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so, that's bad.
So he is fighting for his life as possible.
My favorite part of that whole explanation was like, he forgets that not everybody's as dexterous as him. I think it's safe to say that 95% of the world's population, and like even like the realms of the dead, no, like maybe 5% of people are more dexterous than Elkwood.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably more like 3 or 2.
Just be a ranger, put everything in dex. It's fine.
That's all you got to do.
But that's how he's feeling, and that is the thing, is he's right now, I mean, after that hit, how is this thing looking?
It is bad. I mean,
these people are coming out of the freaking room, too.
Yeah. The other one is still up. yeah, there's three poisoners that have come out of the room, and they seem to be focusing on Benson and Kezra, so they haven't really done anything with you.
At the same time, it's like, we have to break one of these things, because otherwise, like, we're gonna get screwed. And the thing is, Elkwood's been taking too many damn hits, and he's, like, honestly, it's like one of those things, do I roll the dice and be like, do I go for a second hit? Because it's AC is down. I mean, to hit with, I mean, hold on, let me get my thing back up here. I'm rolling at map.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of like, leave it to the roll of the die.
That was one of my questions. I don't remember. Do you still have actions this turn?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you did. Okay. I'm hasted first action, because I also listened to this right before we start. I moved because I think I was trying to get away, and then you're like, oh no, the reach, blah blah blah. So hit. So this is my second action.
Uh-huh.
So my third action, I can either do whatever. So what he's going to do is he's going to roll for it. So he's going to swing. I don't think clubs do anything else in particular. No, backswing is if you miss. So, so we're good. So he is going to swing.
All right.
And so he's like, sorry, Grimshaw, but we have to take this thing down. And he's going to swing. And that is... Ooh. That should be a hit. 15 on a die. That's a 29.
That's a hit.
Hell yes. Yeah.
And no Hunter's Edge this time. Okay. So, 2d10. 19 points of damage.
Please describe your kill.
Oh, beautiful. Oh my gosh. No way.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So, he hits once. He crits. Grimshaw gets covered. Like, he narrowly avoids it. And, like, he uses the momentum kind of like in a wild swings. Jake knows with that like Elden Ring, just the wild swing action. Hits again, like just swinging this thing faster and faster, and then smashes it right in its stupid little brain stem, and just like pops the top, and it just like the whole fluid just drains right out, and the brain just flops onto the floor. And one more action.
One more action.
Haste. I remembered. Last action, he's going to sit right here, and he's going to pull out a potion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Drinking a potion like a weakling. Ugh.
I can't even drink it either. I'm holding it like.
Oh yeah, you gotta wait. Pull it out and just
like a first grader holding a Danimals yogurt.
I'm trying to chug this thing.
Next turn, I do spend one action, but I'm going to drink this.
Oh, I am.
I'll chug it.
Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra sees this thing go down. He hears a crumble behind him, and he looks back and sees that Elk and Grimshaw are looking rough. So I think we need some more beef in the room, as he will summon a flame drake in the room with the two poisoners.
Yes.
Right next, okay, right next to both of them.
All right.
I want them. I want it basically right... I want it... Yeah, right here, like blocking the door.
Okay, ooh,
nice.
It.
I think that was the spice we needed.
Yeah, really.
So it's a large creature.
Yeah, let me get to familiar... Flame Drake.
When you said we need a little more beef, I was hoping he was like, he's going to summon a whole Wagyu steak for everybody.
This is delicious. This is rough, because these three poisoners are in a straight line. I could have hit them all with lightning. But I know their best is reflex, and I was like, I think we need some some beef.
You know what? I wanted you to cast the lightning bolt, but as you say that, I completely respect that choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he will lash out with his draconic frenzy.
Okay, and this is going to westy or southy?
The two fangs will be to the one in the middle, closest to the door, and then the tail strike will be to the one in the back.
Okay, gotcha.
So first claw is probably a miss, a 21.
That's a miss,
Or is a terrible roll. Okay, that's better. That's a 25.
That's a miss.
Oh.
And the Rip-a-roni. Tail. The tail will miss.
So okay. Ripperoni just like Kelly's sweet pepperonis.
Kelly, HR is right there. You can just.
But what, you mean the dragons that are fucking in his background?
I did come to work today with my shirt unbuttoned, so I asked for it.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, just HR violations left and right.
Yeah, Timmy, you got a lot of paperwork to do.
Because he's the meat.
Alright, so Scarlet Tribe Poisoner number one. So this is the one that is toe-to-toe with Benson here. So she is seeing that dragon and realizing that those two are going to have to deal with that. She's going to try to take advantage of this situation, and she's going to try to step up to you, Kezra. And then she's going to try to stab out with her short sword. So she does her running poison strike.
Yeah!
Running poison strike!
That exact sound.
Ready?
Yeah!
Running poison strike!
Oh, 38 to hit.
That's a critical.
Alright.
That's dumb.
It's going to be 28 points of slashing damage.
Retributive strike.
And so I take 12 off?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then she is going to...
Oh, Benson gets a strike off, too.
Well, let him do his thing first.
Yeah, well, we need to handle the poison first.
I'll handle the poison.
I'm sure.
With my plus five, no, plus four to fortitude.
Oh, right, yep, the antidote. Oh my gosh.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Go. It is a fortitude save, so please roll that. Tell me where you are.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Don't say that.
I rolled a two. So that's a 24.
That is a fail.
Oh.
So let me tell you what this
Jake,
is.
Please describe your kill.
That's what I get for talking shit.
This is onset of 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, well. No, that's worse. That's so much worse.
Yeah, we'll check on check in on my festering wound after combat if we live.
You just have to hope Jake forgets.
I won't. let's see, we're in round 3, so I'll come back in round 13. this could be 2 episodes from now.
yeah, fully.
That was that one's turn. These two are going to take out.
We have to.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So take the damage off, Jake. Yeah. Does a 38 crit?
Yeah, it in fact does crit.
That was a natural 19 on the die.
Oh my gosh.
Airbot critting over here.
Okay.
The Benson saw her going for his mage, and he said, ah. No, ma'am.
You don't touch that boy. That was 25 points of damage.
Did you roll it on Foundry?
Yep.
There's your answer.
Shut up, Tim.
But hey, she is now flat-footed until the start of her next turn.
Yay.
No, wait. I thought because
the champions don't have that.
No critical specialization. Yeah.
Number of creatures that have died because of our mistake.
Just kidding. It's a great system. It rolls like shit, though. Just saying.
Yeah.
Get physical dice.
Okay, so the Scarlet Tribe Poisoners, so they're going to do something where, so they're going to drop their crossbows. So it's this one right now. Okay, so it's the one on the south side of the Drake. So they are going to drop that as a free action, draw, and then stab with the short sword once.
The Drake will take an attack of opportunity for drawing that sword.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Right. Yes!
Yes!
That.
And that'll be a 29.
That is a hit.
So you will get some damage when I remember what dice it is. There they are.
See, the trick to getting AOOs is just use creatures instead of player characters.
Oh baby! I rolled rocks on those D8s. Oh!
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So okay. That is... I rolled a 6 and an 8, so a 14 from the bite and 4 fire.
Ooh.
19 total?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh my okay, gosh. That was
good for an AOO.
An 8 and a 6 on the D8 and then a 4 on the D6.
Okay. Alright, so she still gets her attack off, though. 33 to hit.
That is a crit.
That's a crit against the...
Yikes.
The Drake?
It's a only a creature 5.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah. For my mom, I was like...
Oh, yeah. I do have the sheet here. Okay. Alright, so crit against that. 28 points of slashing damage.
Yeah. Okay.
And second attack... with the map. That's your one.
Yay!
Yay, Drakey!
his turn sucked, but way. He's having an awesome just meat shield moment. Okay. Ooh, funny bone! You hit yourself in your funny bone. You drop one item you are holding, randomly determined.
Well, she is only holding the short sword, so there it is.
See ya!
bye! Alright, so she will have to use her... So one action to draw, two attacks. So her first action on her next turn will be to grab that.
Another
so,
manipulate action from my AOO.
Exactly. Yep. So the other Scarlet Tribe poisoner is going to take a 5-foot step diagonally to get flanking on your Drake. Mm. So with that, so drops, steps, takes out the sword, and then stabs once. So she only gets one attack off, but it is flanking on you, on your Drake, 37 to hit.
That's a crit.
All right. 22 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And that is all she can do, because that was 3 actions.
Good job, Drakey.
Good job, Drakey. The Drake looks at you and goes, "Am I doing good, Fob?"
Yep.
Am I dying for you well?
Yes. Dying so well.
And here I thought the Drake would have a Canadian accent.
I tried so hard not to make a Drake pedophile joke right there, because I didn't want to date the episode to him, but god damn it.
Oh my god.
Speaking of people that would hate Drake, Grimshaw.
Grimshaw. Yeah, Grimshaw probably, I mean... if allegations are true, yes, he would. I've been watching a lot of Phineas and Ferb. Yes. Yes, he would. I'm going to slap...
Drake and Phineas and Ferb?
No. I mean, there have been a lot of cameos of many, many famous people in Phineas and Ferb, but no. It's just... those. If you know, you know. I'll move on.
You go ahead and cut this, because it doesn't matter.
Grimshaw is going to slap Elkwood on the back, patch up some wounds, 30 points of healing. Whoa. One action. Keep in the fight. We can take him. And he's going to heedlessly take a step. I guess it's not too heedless now that I think about it. Heedlessly takes a step. If Foundry will let me move, my game is paused. I can't move the character.
What?
Do I need a refresh?
Yeah, game's paused for me too.
Alright, I move over, and I take a step over, so I'm in flanking with my boy Benson, and I strike out with the Morningstar Milani, and I cry out, "Don't touch the mage!" And I got 27 to hit.
That is exactly it.
Yes, flanking for the win!
That was always flank when you can.
Yeah. Pro tip, always flank when you can. And that
use that in combat and also business dealings.
Like when you can.
Just have two different business negotiators on either end of who you're negotiating
with. Very aggressive.
No, I actually just imagine John buying a car and he brings like his brother.
Just like, standing behind him, towering. Just
he and his other giant brother just stand around this car salesman.
So that'd be 13 points of piercing damage.
Alright.
And that is my turn.
Okay. Top of the round, Sir Benson Black.
I completely forgot that I was first.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Benson is going to use his first swing against the golem in front of him.
All right.
Okay. 11 on the die for 32.
32's a hit.
All right, hold on. And this is bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
I just have...
Yeah, luckily you guys have been nice and all using all bludgeoning, so I don't have to worry about trying to calculate all that.
Yeah, we've been the nice ones. You've been the asshole. hold on, I got to check the damage. Yeah, okay, 2d8. 2d8 plus... Oh, wow, okay. That's not bad at all. That was an 8 and a 6.
Oh, Foundry heard you.
Yeah, no, I stopped using Foundry. okay. 12, so that's 20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, that's solid.
And I'm going to do like a link kind of swing kind of thing around, because I'm going to try to go for the poisoner straight behind me.
Yeah!
Yeah. That was an 18 on the die.
Oh, okay.
I need to actually have memory on this shit. So, 32?
32 is a, it's regular hit.
Ooh, not as good of a roll, but, 6 and a 2, 4, 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to come back around in the swing to try to hit the golem again just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. That's a miss with a 6 on the die.
All right.
Hey, not a bad turn. Good damage.
That's a great turn.
Yeah, it was good.
Good damage.
So the Noxious Needler's turn.
It cries because its brother died, and now it's going to leave.
It says, I will take vengeance upon my brother over there, and he... points in the needle, you draw an invisible line from the needle to the gray matter just smashed on the floor.
Benson's like, sorry boss, you don't have a soul.
First strike on you, Benson, is going to be a 40 to hit.
Oh gosh. Yep.
That is going to be 28 points of piercing damage.
Ouchie.
And let me see. Okay, so let me 2 plus an additional 6 cold.
Okay.
Second attack.
Fair enough.
Miss. Okay. And the last attack, miss. Very lucky. Rolling crap on those last two. Then it jumps all the way to Elkwood.
Alrighty. So he has the potion in hand, and so he pulled out an Elixir of Life Lesser.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that's all I have on my character sheet right now. So Elixir of Life Lesser. And which is 3d6 plus 6, that looks like. Okay. So 3d6, I'm going to roll it on Foundry because I don't feel like trying to do all this other crap. 13, so plus that, so it'd be 19 total.
You got 19 hit points out of that?
Yeah, it says Elixir Life Lesser is 3d6 plus 6. Ooh, so right. I rolled,
there it is.
Yeah, 13, so get that 19. And so I'll give myself 19 points. This was the first action. Oh god. This thing. It's like terrifying. He's going to hunt prey on this guy.
The other Noxious Needler?
On the other Needler. Unless, okay. I mean, like, how's the Needler looking? Just in general.
How's the what?
The Noxious Needler.
It is. If it could be bloodied. It's
bloody,
be.
So that means it still has a decent amount. Because he, like, I honestly will say that Elfwood, like, after being hit by this one over and over again, he is not wanting to tangle with it currently.
That's fair. Yeah, that's
like,
a fair point.
He kind of flinched from it just because it's like he's over at least half health, but barely.
Hey, Benson, that's why Benson's there for you, boy.
Yeah. But then this poisoner's right here. So. Instead, second action, hunt prey on her.
Okay.
Third action. Step. And last action. For Keza Haste. He's just gonna bonk.
Bonk.
I mean, why not?
They don't have any hair, so there's no, like, cushion for the bludgeoning.
Yeah. that's right. If they all had helmets, this could be avoided.
Yeah, I was just going to start carrying around the big 80s club.
Lux.
I mean, probably not, because it's kind of really heavy at the same time. So that's a 29 to hit.
That's a hit, my friend.
Beautiful. Damage. Hunter's Edge. Get back on. He just smacks her for 22 points of damage.
Good lord.
It's just boom, bonk.
Okay.
That's it.
Kezra.
Alright, Kezra is going to... I'll the dragon go first. The drake. So I'll sustain the drake for one action. Okay. The drake will do another draconic frenzy. It'll be, let's see. One fang strike on each, and then a tail strike on the south.
Okay.
But I'm going to do the tail first.
Okay, yep.
Alright, so the tail is a 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
Right on.
And this is the one on the south?
Yes.
Okay.
And the tail... that's pretty good. 15 bludgeoning damage.
Alright.
And then I'll do the fang on the bottom one first.
Alright.
No, it's a 17.
That is a yes.
And then it whips around to try to bite the last one blindly. No, natural 3.
Okay.
So that will be Drake's turn. And then... boy, Kezra's going to... he's just going to take a step to the north towards the Needler, and he's going to punch out with his electrified gauntlets.
Sure.
This could be a big dick move.
It could be a big dick move. I'm going to punch this shit. Okay. 33.
He has a hit.
Yay! Alright, that'll be... electricity damage. Oh man, really good damage. So...
I know he rolled. What resistances did this thing have?
It has immunities to a lot of stuff. Bleed, death effects, disease, doom, drain, fatigue, healing, mental... non-lethal attacks, paralysis, poison, sickened, spirit damage, unconscious vitality, and void damage. And then it had physical 10, and then spells 10.
Alright, I did 11 bludgeoning and 11 lightning. Really good rolls for damage tonight.
That's pretty solid.
That is really sick. Massive.
So wait, so 22 total?
Yeah. But 11, goes, right? 11 of his lightning, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I rolled I rolled two away from max damage.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
That was really good.
Okay.
So that is my turn.
Okay.
What a beast.
For real. Alright, so the Scarlet Tribe Poisoner, so she's the one who's like getting flanked all over the place here. She wants to cut. Wrong. She's in a tricky spot because she realizes that this thing is focusing Benson, so it would probably be good, but also Kezra just stepped up to give her a really good spot to flank here, too. And she was kind of going after him, so I think she's going to try to step... yeah, she's going to take a step, and she's going to try to backstab Kezra.
Man, I meant to step to the other place. I guess it wouldn't have mattered, but... oh, well.
What? Oh, to...
yeah.
To where?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. One short sword strike. 38 to hit. Jesus.
Yep, that's a crit.
Alright. 28 points of slashing damage.
Take 12 off that.
Alright, add 12. Love you, Benson. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I not more dead yet? I'm like, oh, cool. Because like, fucking
yeah, because you have two fucking paladins.
like, man, I took 28 damage twice in a row, but I'm still over half health.
I mean, couldn't Grimshaw use his as well?
I could. I'm going to save it.
Yeah, that's the better move.
Yeah.
Short sword strike again on your flat-footed AC, 27?
Yeah, it's a hit.
That's a hit.
I was hoping for a miss. All right. Liberate yourself.
treat yourself. Liberate yourself.
Liberate yourself.
I was thinking of the Disturbed song.
Liberate your mind, motherfucker. Oh, does Benson get a little strikey strike before this next attack?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, he could crit and kill her. I'm just saying. I might not even have to use my reaction.
I likely did not crit, but that was absolutely a hit with a 33.
There we go.
Definitely a hit, yeah. So
total of 18 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
Sick.
So she still gets her attack off. Yeah. You use your reaction there, Timbo?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so she only dealt 11 points of damage, so it goes to zero.
Zero.
That's good. I mean...
All right.
Yeah, you just see the thorns that the rose thorns that kind of provide a way for you to quickly step out of the way. Kind of helps guide your movement. Just kind of took all the. It's just a little rapier. Couldn't even get through some vines.
Sick.
So weak.
Kezra will. Kezra will step to the right.
All right.
There you go. Get out of flanking. Yeah.
Oh, I mean. Okay, I was thinking if like you'd be one move next to. Step next to Grimshaw just because that thing's probably going to go after you.
If he steps here, right there, Elkwood could move here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think for Kezra because I know
I'm happy.
Okay, yeah.
We'll not min-max this fight.
All right, so Scarlet, try a Poisoner. The second one here, so this is the one on the south side of the Flame Drake, mm-hmm. So she's going to stab out against the Flame Drake's flat-footed, or on off-guard AC.
Wait, was this the one who dropped their thing?
Pick up the sword.
Good shit, Kelly. I completely forgotten about that.
Oh, man, yep. And that will probably hit. 30?
It's hit, yeah.
Right. Get that fang dam.
Mm-hmm.
Fang dam.
Yep, picking up a weapon is manipulate, so...
Not as good of a roll of damage. That'll be... No, 13 damage.
13 damage? Okay.
Still damage.
Mm-hmm,
still
mm-hmm.
damage. So she picks the sword up first action and then stabs out twice. Against you. Let me make sure. Okay, so that was that. I just did that for 26. 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. There's going to be 15 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
And Drake's still up?
Still up.
Okay. Not looking good, though.
Yeah.
I figure. 18 to hit.
Yes.
That's a miss. Okay, all right. Then the other one is going to take her turn and pretty much do the same thing. First short sword strike. 25 to hit?
Hit.
All right. 14 slashing.
And the dragon falls over, and the glyph glows, and the dragon just gets sucked back into the ether.
Rest in peace, King.
I'll see you again.
You did well, my son. The Drake's dead. They're coming.
One day they'll have higher AC.
Next level, baby.
Alright, so then this one is going to move twice. So 15, 20, 25. It's going to move there. She can't get flanking with her friends, so she's just going to. I think she'll just strike out once at you, Benson.
Fair enough.
Okay.
That's why I moved. That's why I moved to the farther away from the doors. I didn't want to get pinned if the Drake went down.
Ambush, that was actually a great move.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this. Natural one.
Benson gets 20s all night, and then Jake gets 1s all night.
We're back to normal.
I got one crit. It wasn't even a natural 20.
Pinprick. You take one persistent bleed damage.
Yay. No.
But I wonder if you had poison on that blade that just pricked your blood.
But does it say that her sword pricked her?
It doesn't. So you could interpret it as you pricked it on Benson's armor.
I say we let the dice decide.
I say Benson's armor is permanently poisoned for everybody who attacks against it.
Benson's armor is coated with this highly deadly poison.
Purple worm poison. Who would have known?
Benson just rubs poop all over his armor all every night.
I mean, Kelly right knows the secret sauce.
Because he's the only one who's seen him do it.
Benson's like, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
How could I? What would I say?
That's the great mystery.
Alright, that is the end of her turn. We go ahead and roll for the flats. See, didn't do it. Grimshaw, your turn.
Alright, I just so happen to be flanking again, so I think I'm just going to take full advantage of that, and my first is going to be strike out, and I'm going to say, you keep going after my guy. You need to turn your attention to the real threat. And I got an 18 on the die.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Let's go. Yep. Flanking. 37.
Cruncher.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Oh, yes.
Just destroyed.
And you know what that means? That means that my weapon gets to drink, and it drinks deeply. So I do 26 points of piercing damage.
Benson's okay. Like, no, don't let your weapon drink on the job.
that's a thirsty-ass Morningstar if I've ever seen one.
This is a work-sponsored event. And I do just one extra point of damage, so it's like void damage.
Right. Yeah, a bit of a void.
Yeah, okay. It's not as much as I thought it would be with the critical hit. But that's okay. And... wow, man, it's like, should I just keep going with the good times?
You're flat-footed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's flat-footed.
Swing for the fences, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I'm going to swing again.
If you are close to her, you do hear, be-doo, be-doo, be-doo.
Ooh. Four on the die for a miss, but then my last action, I'm going to call upon Milani. Ooh. Please, Milani, strike this slaver down. And I'm going to roll a religion check against their will DC.
Okay.
Oh, Milani's like, 25 against their will
DC. That's a success, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. So battle prayer, single action, and I'm going to do a one. Man, what stinks is, like, I do have the potential to crit on this because it seems like their will is low. But I will take what I can get, and that is a D6 of damage.
Uh-huh.
4 points of damage.
4 points. Oh. Okay. Still up.
So close. Just okay. Roll a little better.
A little bit better. Okay. After that, Benson, your turn. Top of round 5.
Okay, Benson is surrounded.
Yes, he is.
But this is where Benson is comfortable. This is where Benson knows he's supposed to be. So, Benson will square up against the Goliath.
This really is your dream.
Yeah.
Kind of is.
Yeah, really.
My allies have free reign against the battle around me. All I have to do is stay up. So, Benson will use a point and lay on hand. Okay, how bad is everybody looking?
Keeping yourself up, I think, is priority number one, since you're squaring off with the Noxious Needler.
Yeah, keep yourself up.
Kezra, okay. What are you at?
He looks bruised, but he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I will pump.
Go for it.
I will pump a land hands into myself, bring me above 100 hit points again.
Ooh.
3 digis.
Yeah, and I'm going to swing at the Noxious Needler for my second action.
All right.
Okay. Um, 34 against the Needler.
Okay. That is a hit.
Nice. Damage. Right.
Bring it down.
15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
All goes through.
Second swing. Plus 14, 29.
29, that's a hit.
Oh, okay, let's go, bench!
Yes, let's go.
Oh my god.
Just kill this thing.
Boom, kaboom. An 8 and a 7!
Yeah! Oh my god. Alright, all
okay. Right. 21 points of bloodthirsty damage.
There we go. Jeez.
That's what we need.
Look, Benson is like, not completely, but almost 1v1ing this Darkest Needler.
Oh, I know. he's holding out so hard.
Jesus. Does this thing at least look fucked up at this point?
It's gotta look fucked up.
Yeah. It's like a pretty
okay.
fucked up.
Okay, good lord. Benson didn't put have in work. On that. Yeah.
I did not have much enthusiasm, but
it's fine. It hurts.
I mean, you're not critting like Uncle was, which is like, which is where all the damage was coming from on that side.
But at the same time, with no one with reflex saves over there.
Mm. Yeah. Benson's just standing in the middle of three people like, you approach me.
You're approaching me.
All right. And is that the end of your
that
turn?
That is. I healed. I did do a dex.
Yeah, the heal. Okay, Noxious Needler's turn. First attack with the syringe. 37 to hit.
Now I hit.
Okay. That is going to be 27 points of damage plus make me a fortitude save.
Ooh.
All right, I rolled a natural 20 for that.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
That's
a one-man army. You can't bring him down.
Don't need to worry about that. a miss and a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Well,
all
that's
right.
Not good.
No, nope, it's not good
nope,
at all.
Nope.
Wait, what's the natural 20 on the third attack?
Yeah, so.
What's the total? What's the total?
34 total.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yeah, I feel like that's. Ah, oh, man.
This is pierced. Is this hits. Piercing damage?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
This is not good.
What'd you do?
Muscle severed. Normal normal damage. Until healed. You can heal yourself. The target is clumsy 3 and enfeebled 3.
I'm fine. Whoa. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Wow.
That unfortunately, the Benson goes before this thing, so it's gonna be it's gonna be around 6 by the time that he can do that to himself, but geez. Okay. So normal damage though?
Normal damage. That whole card, all the crits on that card were like really nasty.
Murderous. Jeez. Murderous shit.
Alright, so that is gonna be it's gonna be oh my god. Alright, so 29 plus 11 poison.
Okay.
What?
You just did 40 points of damage on a normal hit?
That was a normal hit, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
These damn needlers, I
swear. Feel like we were lucky that it wasn't a double damage.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Okay. And that was his last action there. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So this... I mean, she's not looking good. She is hunted prey. She is the hunted prey right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So the Scully Tribe Poisoner that's flanked by
like everyone,
pretty much everyone. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, if Aqua takes a 5-foot step, she's flanked by 4 people.
Yeah,
yeah. But at this point, he's trying to hold his actions as much as possible because he's just going to swing for her. Like you are in my way, and he gets of course, a 34.
Yeah, that is, not a crit, unfortunately.
I'm just like, well, their AC's lower, but I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah, he's just gonna hit with this giant-ass club, 20 points of damage.
Please describe your kill.
Yes. Oh, he just, there we go. Home run bats her head right off. I was thinking of the home run bat, the head flies off, or it's like the comical thing where you smash down, the head just goes boop.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, really, you ever been to a birthday party with a pinata full of brain matter?
Yep, there you go. Yeah, so
right.
First action. So that was the first action is kills her. Damn kneelers. The kneeler needs to go pretty damn quick.
I mean, that'd be nice.
Yeah. He's gonna switch hunt prey to the kneeler.
All right.
He's going to tentatively do an elven step up for a third action. And he's going to swing with the last action.
Okay.
That's a miss. 20.
Yeah, it's a miss.
Great.
Okay. And he said that was the last action?
Yep.
Okay. Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra is going to swing out at the needler for an... It's a fist attack. Oh! Oh!
Let's go!
Oh, oh! Do you get it? Do you get it?
I mean, it's 20. AC super high. 36. I rolled a 19.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Fuck yeah.
Alright. I'll take it, because I've been rolling good damage. Let's try again. Oh, what those are.
It's just more entertaining. You're like, Kezra, get a line, okay? Just saying.
There is a line of three people. Two of them are Benson and Oakwood, but
you gotta hit that poison arrow, okay?
Alright, 21 damage. I rolled really good damage again.
God.
Okay.
Once again, isn't that like two away from max, like again?
It was three away from max this time.
Three away from max. Three away from max. Ridiculous. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Really good.
Yeah.
What a fucking monster.
So he just boom with this like shocked gauntlet, and then just with his other hand, he reaches out and casts electric arc on both both of the poisoners.
That's yeah, so
yeah, the
good.
Poisoners
roll over. They both need reflex save, and I know they're good at it, but
okay.
You know,
dude,
yeah, no,
as much damage out of this turn as possible.
Not even, you don't even use spell slot, just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
22 on the first one.
Oh, that's a fail.
Yep. And then the second one in the line.
It was a natural one.
Is...
Awesome.
Whoa.
It wasn't. It was a natural 3 for 21.
Oh, yeah. Another fail.
Two fails.
So they will both take 15 damage.
Nice.
No way.
good stuff.
That was a solid turn.
Yeah.
That was a really good turn, jeez. Okay. After Kezra, it comes to the Scarlet Tribe Poisoner. So this is the one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one that she is going to, seeing her friend in melee, she is going to drop the short sword. Take a step.
And flee?
Pick up the crossbow. Pick up the crossbow again. And then she is going to
load the crossbow.
I was going to say, I'm not listening back. I'm not. Pause the episode. I'm going to go listen back.
Give me 50 minutes. So, it's fine.
So yes, I will say that she goes to reload the crossbow.
Yeah, because I feel like if you drop a loaded crossbow, that is.
if you drop it on the butt of the crossbow, it hits the ceiling and just ping, 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 ping.
She ducks and goes, oh shit!
Oh god! Bouncing everywhere.
It's poison!
Okay. This is the bleeding Scarlet Tribe Poisoner. So
barely, but yes.
Barely. Hey, one bleed is one bleed, man. Alright. So. Her seeing the situation is still going to... The Noxious Needle is still up, so she's going to try to take the opportunity here. She wants to take out Benson so bad. She's going to try and step... She's now put herself in flanking with Grimshaw and Benson.
Going for the home run here. But this,
yeah, she's going to try to get Benson.
Not going to lie, in the moment she steps, Benson respects that.
Yeah. All right. Short sword. That is going to be a 31. That's your flat-footed?
Oh, flat-footed fuck. Yeah, that'll hit.
That'll hit. All right. You just... only 11 points of slash.
Oh, no. Remaining step. 0-0-0
Wait, I thought she missed because the...
No, it was flat-footed.
It was flat-footed. If it wasn't, she wouldn't be there.
Yeah, but Milani just, like, encases Benson with a couple vines that kind of bat away the sword.
And all of a sudden, Benson, like, takes shield and does a wicked kickflip and just knocks it out. And he's like, praise Melania.
it's Milani. Let's not get confused now.
Milani. Oh, yeah. No. Is that Elden Ring? I'm thinking about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is a good thing. TikTok of the guy kickflipping the horse. I laughed at that for
it's
way
my favorite.
Way
it's
too
one of my
fun.
Favorite Instagram videos ever.
What are you talking about? It's so fucking funny.
I was like, this is the dumbest thing, but this was just, it just got me.
Did you see the one I sent you after that?
Yeah.
The corgi.
Is this on the Discord?
Tim, we send each other reels through Instagram, but you don't ever get on Instagram.
But it's called Discord.
No, we don't
it's
do
called
that.
Instagram, you dumbass.
We send way too many reels for each other to put on the Discord.
All right, so the last attack is a miss. 27 to hit. Let's see if she can recover from this bleed. By the way, Foundry allows you to just roll the recovery check in chat.
Nice.
So, success. And it took away the bleed automatically, so I didn't have to do that.
That's really cool.
She's like,
yeah, that is cool.
She just puts like a bandage. Like, oh, that's all I needed.
I forgot I had a Dora the Explorer bandage.
Well, I was literally going to say Dora the Explorer bandage. I'm like, nah, it's like two out there.
all right. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
I mean, Grimshaw loves him when the brain comes to him.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god, you see, he's a cahoots with Steven, get him!
He's pointing to the stands.
Oh.
He's
got
such a long game he had.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oh no, is that a natty
That's
one?
That's a natty one.
That'll do
womp,
it.
Womp,
womp, womp. The going around is coming around.
Yep.
I told you it's sharp! You take 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Okay. Alright. I'll roll that now. 1 point of damage. And then I will roll it at the end of my turn to see if I heal from it. And right. I'm going to just, like, you know, I just doink myself a little bit on the arm. I'm like, ah! But I'm going to strike again. I'm like, I give a stern look into to my morning star, like, you gotta get it together.
Listen.
And I don't know if anyone catches it, but it's pretty weird. It does not get it together, I don't think, with a 20 to hit.
Yeah, it's a mess.
The last action. I have not battle prayered this one, so I will battle prayer this one.
Why not?
Milani, there you go. Your weapon is failing me. Please help! Ooh! Milani may have answered with a critical because that is a 35.
Ooh. Yes, that is a critical.
Good stuff.
Yes. Crit success is 2d6 damage.
Nice.
Alright. Ooh, 5.
What a great skill feat.
It's so wonderful. Like, yeah. I have an action left. You know, don't necessarily need to raise my shield right now. 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like my third action. I was gonna miss anyways, but I turned nothing into something.
Yeah, it's like exactly. A one action exactly. Spell you never run out of. It's like one action. It's a cantrip.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
it's also per creature.
Per
so
creature.
As long as
yeah.
Aware,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Still there. Good turn. Top of round 6, Sir Benson.
All right, Benson knows what he's doing this round, and he's just gonna start swinging for the fences at the old golem.
All right.
That was a 2 on the die. So that was a miss. Oh, but then I was blessed. Okay. Tim, 18 plus
14.
32.
It's a hit.
Yes.
Bring it down.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like you're just... I imagine we're just like running underneath this thing's like big gangly legs, just smacking its legs until it collapsed.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god. Whoa.
Good stuff.
Solid hit. Please describe your kill.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes. So as we're running around this thing, Benson's like, I should help them with the poisoner, but he knows where he needs to be. He runs beneath this thing's legs and he hits it right beneath the ankle, and as it starts to go to its knees, he grabs one of the apparatuses on the back
and pulls himself up and just brings his hammer down right on the top as it shatters, causing all the brain fluid to fly over everybody.
It's a brainstorm.
And then he turns, then he uses his shifting rune to turn his hammer into a chef's knife as he slices the brain up to put on brioche later.
There we go. Gotta get some of that sweet bread.
I'm pretty sure that's evil.
No, it's called cuisine. Iomade.
You'll know it. Semi-sentient brain.
And I have one more action. Where yeah, I am. Yeah. Let's see if I hit her.
Yeah, you are flanking.
I miss. That was a 2 on die.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. Then it jumps to Oakwood.
Okay. He's like, sees this thing collapse. Sigh of relief comes out.
Yeah.
Thank God. Then he just pivots on his foot, turns, looks at her. Let's hunt prey on her and swings with the giant bam bam stick. That is a 38 to hit.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Yeah,
that was a 19 on the die.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I would hope you crit with a 19 on the die. Jeez.
All right, so let's do crit damage. Oh my god. That's a 9, a 3, a 4, so that would be a, double that, 44 points of damage.
Oh my god, okay.
So he just whirls around, hits her, and, oh crap. Shove, actually. Oh no, I'm just wondering what the crit specialization. Oh, you knocked a target away from you up to 10 feet.
Okay, where do you want to knock her?
Shoot. I obviously, like, up to 10 feet, I says I control the distance, but it doesn't make sense, like, to send her, like, this way or something.
Into the hallway, yeah.
Yeah, so I think what will happen is that she... Yeah, and if she hits Grimshaw, I don't know. Like,
you can control the direction, too.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, if I just hit her towards Grimshaw, he's not gonna take damage, and she's just gonna rebound off of him, like... Because yeah, I mean,
it says up to, so you don't have to knock her back.
Yeah. You don't have
okay.
To.
It's the, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So he's not going to. He's just going to hit her really damn hard. So that's a second action. Third action, he's just going to swing again. Because why not? That's a natural one.
Oh
man.
I was going, come on, let's finish this fight.
Yeah, I know.
Not yet.
Creeping hesitation. You're a little anxious about that last one, and you are flat-footed until the end of your next turn.
I'll take it.
Not the worst.
Yeah, that's definitely not the worst. And last action... God, do I even just... Oh, Hunt Prey, who's next? Kezra? He's... I mean, are you going to go after her? Because...
Think about giving that boon?
Yeah, I was on giving Warden's boon.
Kezra's been pretty hot.
You haven't given it to Benson yet?
No, but you'll be going next anyway.
Right.
And it only goes towards the hunted prey that I'm
When does she go in?
The both the poisoners go after Kezra.
Yeah, okay. Everyone goes after Kezra, so that's why I was on give it to Kezra that way. So
that's sound.
Yeah, so he just points at Kezra and, like, directs to the large wound that he just did. It's right there. And that's his turn.
All right. Kezra, it's your turn.
All right. Kezra will move into position. And, actually, he's going to move down to this square.
Okay, so you're moving to kind
of... Yeah, moved down to the corner of the room. And opens his jaw, just a gout of lightning comes out, engulfs both of the poisoners. More reflex saves, please.
Okay.
It's a much bigger bolt of lightning comes out this time.
Beautiful.
First reflex save is a 33.
It's a regular success.
Okay, and the second one gets a... Natural 20.
Oh,
of course.
That's all right, so rough, one buddy. Takes 13 damage.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, with the because I'm not sure. I mean, by pointing out vulnerabilities, you grant the benefits listed in Hunt Prey and your Hunter's Edge benefit to an ally.
Hunter's Edge applies to a strike.
Yeah, applies to an attack. Yeah. Okay.
Curses.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
I had other things in mind.
I know.
It's right there. It's right there.
I'm not a hunter.
I'm more. It's like, I'm not a hunter. I'm just to whom may concern when I usually.
Exactly. All right, Scarlet Tribe Poisoner with her freshly loaded crossbow. She's going to take a shot at
the other poisoner.
Just killed this. maybe. No. No, she's going to shoot it at Benson because she just took out the needler.
That's fair.
It's going to be 31 to hit.
Nope.
reload.
As Benson slaps the arrow or the bolt away with his shield.
Animus again. The Scarlet Tribe Poisoner. So this is the one that is flanked by everybody. She is going to run into the room and then close the door.
What? I can't believe they did that.
Damn, they're using our tactics.
We heard of the legends of the door fight.
Guys, we have to retreat. They know how to use doors.
Because we're like, that won't protect you.
It's her turn. Grimshaw is your turn.
All right, Grimshaw's going to open the way for his companions to rush in. He's going to move up, one action.
Kool-Aid
open
man
the door,
this shit.
Other
Kool-Aid
action.
Man this shit.
Oh, you're still right there?
Yep.
I think that means I'm going to strike you with the Morningstar of Milani.
Yep, so you go up and open up the door and then you realize
no,
that...
No! No! No!
No.
What?
No.
Really? Natural one. Natural one. Again.
Tim, you're terrible at this game.
Tim, do me a favor and stop doing that.
This dice, I think, just needs some time alone to rethink its priorities.
This was not a good one.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
So, something about opening that door and swinging this mace just winded you. You are fatigued. Which
fatigue
only recovers with sleep.
I can't do any exploration activities. This is so bad.
You can't explore with your shield.
Yeah, I was about to say a fully armored paladin is not like the first person you want exploring shit.
No, but
I mean, but that means that like no stealth, no perception, like literally no nothing.
It's not good. He can't raise his shield. He can't go into his combat with his shield bonus up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's also like the roleplay killer, as I discovered in my home game. I had a character that I kind of story-wise let be fatigued, and like the next day one of the players was like, "Why are you so useless today? Like, you're not even like role-playing." It's like, and they fell asleep.
It was actually pretty funny.
It sounds like you're playing with dicks.
See, and this is why I didn't want to give Warden Spoon to you.
Wow. Ouch.
Next time, just slap his mother.
Alright, well.
The only thing that would hurt more than that insult is the end of this episode.
Oh, no, Jake, come on. You're kidding me.
It's a two.
And Grimshaw's club.
Again, two episodes in a row. God. Wow.
Hello there, friends and family. Just a quick reminder, if you have not checked out our friends Green Leaf Geek Dice, head on over there right now and find yourself a nice new set of math rocks. And while you're over there, make sure to use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout to get a 10% discount on your order. And I will see you all in the next episode.